Iambic Audio Books and Apex present Open Your Eyes by Paul Jessop. Read by Tighe Hines. Chapter 1. Her lover was a supernova. She smiled when he came, his bright burning light rocking her body, impregnating her with the essence of stars. Through the metal bones of her ship she felt the gases enter her, felt the compound light exploding inside her. Her hands clawed at the cracked vinyl of the chair, her legs spread to either side with toes stretched out, her mouth in piercing screams of ecstasy. Her lover was a supernova, and her womb it spun with the light of stars. She felt black holes open up inside of her, intense gravitational weight. She felt her mind expand, and then a stillness, as the blue light glowed and everything around her was awash in a sea of colours. She couldn't make out the controls, not now, not even in her mind. She lay back and let the ship fly itself, a small vessel in the star sea, floating through the explosions around her. Everything sucked in, the large mass pulling in stars and planets and satellites and docking stations and floating flop houses. Ecky saw the sun centre of her lover and felt herself pushed through to the other side, her eyes half lidded in rapture, her warm hands on the smooth round flesh of her stomach, rubbing in circles the home of a new galaxy, of a new startling landscape growing inside of her. They vaulted outward, the bone ship star spat and spinning, the lights inside of the crusted and cracked marrow cage blistering with warning signs. She came as they forced their way out, howling alive on the other side, her eyes rolling in her head like marble spheres as she gasped in the glory of orgasm. The lights dimmed into a slow halo glow of amber blue and then out, exhaled like a candle flame. The engines wound down, the seconds unticked. She felt time unravel inside the great ribcage of her Aegea. The great body of the ship was losing power, the few orange lights still active only flashing mute warning signs. Adrift, her displays dead, her radio silenced. Everything in the ship shut down and shut off. Not enough fuel to get home, just energy enough to drift and make oxygen, keeping her alive in the empty void of space for a few more months. The oxygen vents around her wheezed in and out, conserving as much energy as possible as they tried to keep her alive, tried to stave off the empty void of space for one more moment. She sighed and trembled, her finger to her lip as her nerves burst in radial songs of joy and adulation. Her body floated up, the artificial gravity turned off to save power. Behind her the light of the nova shined on, bright and brighter still. "My lover is dying," she thought, "and he's taking out whole worlds with him." Ecky smiled and sung a lullaby to herself, the whole of space immaculate with her lover's last breath, the stars growing dimmer by each moment. End of chapter 1.